knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Please company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Please company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Sour. I've only been practicing for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm just telling you so you'll pick some up when you go to the store.
Oh.
Sherry. Terry. Terry, that was very good.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
You cleared out all of my sinuses. You want to burn this?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Jack, hey, how'd your job hunting go?
Terrible. I was turned down in 12 languages. Italian, French, Swedish.
Swedish? I didn't know that you could cook Swedish food.
I can't. That was a Swedish girl I met on the bus.
Oh. When am I going back to Angelino's?
Yeah.
After what he said to me, never.
What'd he say?
You're fired.
Deal, Jack. I mean, he's fired you a lot of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty tired of it, too. Felipe!
Kathy!
It's good to see you.
Oh, no, it's good to see you.
Well, come in. Come in.
Me? You mean come inside?
Sure.
Oh, you are so good to me.
You remember Terry and Janet, my roommates, Felipe?
No, no, they wouldn't remember me.
Well, of course we do. Hello, Felipe.
Hello, Felipe. So nice to see you again.
They remember me.
Felipe, why don't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
So, Felipe, what brings you here?
Well, I come for two reasons. I want to tell you how sorry I am that you lose your job.
Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. He's a great chef. Mm-hmm. I cannot understand why Mr. Angelino let you go.
I'll tell you why. That cheapskate fired me so he could hire some second-rate chef for less money.
Oh.
Who did he hire?
Me.
Oh, well, some second raters are better than others.
Oh, gracias, gracias. And I come also to ask the favor of you. You see, only you can do this for me, jefe.
What is it?
Well, my wife and I, we've been wanting to have a baby.
Oh, no, 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 that's pushing it. I don't think
I... My Carmelita is going to have a baby.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
Yeah, she is due this Sunday.
Oh, congratulations, Felipe.
Gracias.
Felipe, Sunday? That's only 3 days away.
See, see, I am going to be with her the whole time. I am to be the coach.
Oh, you're doing it through natural childbirth.
See, see, I'm going to be there with the doctor so I can help him. Show him where everything is, you know.
Well, we're all very happy for you.
Oh, gracias. I am happy for me, too. Except, you see, I cannot be there with my Carmelita unless I can get someone to take my place at the restaurant.
Oh, no, no, no.
Jefe, please.
Jack, he needs to be with his wife.
Yes,
yeah, it's real important to him.
Yeah, but Angelino doesn't like me.
Doesn't like you? Oh, no. He hates you. But he said he could put up with you for 3 days.
Wait a minute, you already told him that I'd do it, Felipe, without asking?
Only because you are such a good friend. Oh, amigo, please start tonight. Wait, until my baby comes, my little niño, my little tamale.
Okay, okay.
Oh, triole!
for the jefe. Ole, ole, ole!
Chicken cacciatore.
Oh, coming up.
Tripper?
Hello, Mr. Angelo.
I don't want any trouble with you. We have a problem out there.
We have a problem?
Don't argue with me.
I'm not.
There you go again. Sorry. Look, the only reason I let you back in here was as a favor to Felipe.
Well, I promise I'll do my best.
No, you've got to do better than that.
Listen, Mr.
Angelo. No, you listen, and listen carefully. A customer just walked in. Mr. Cannon.
Mr. Cannon?
You're not listening?
Sorry.
He ordered linguine and clams.
That's my specialty. You'll love it.
Oh, I hope so, for your sake.
Huh?
Mr. Cannon is a very important man. Very important.
What does he do?
Shh.
What?
Shh. All you have to know is, if he's happy here, it's good for business. And if he's not, there is no business.
Why? What can he do?
Anything he wants.
You're not telling me that he's a... He's a...
Remember what I said before?
What? I'll get started on the linguine and clams.
And it better be good.
I'll cook it as though my life depends on it.
It does. Don't be nervous.
Me? Nervous? When I cook, nothing bothers me.
Duck guy!
Now, I put my heart into this steak just to beef it up, so... Thank you for your attention. I hate that guy.
What did you do to the linguine and clams?
Nothing.
Nothing. You must have done something. He wants to see you.
Mr. Cannon?
Shh. Mr. Cannon, oh, come in, come in. Welcome to my kitchen.
You're the chef?
Huh?
Well,
Yes, Mr. Cannon. That's it. You see, I didn't want to hire him, but the union insisted. They said, Angelino,
Angelino, you talk too much.
You noticed that too, huh?
That's for you. I tried your linguine and clams.
Let me tell you what happened, see?
It was delicious, huh?
Well, that's what happened. It turned out just right.
Oh, I knew he was a great chef the moment I saw him, Mr. Cannon.
Hey, kid.
Yes, sir.
That linguine was the best I've had since my poor sainted mama passed away. God rest her soul.
Amen.
What?
Amen.
Hey, Angelino.
Yes.
You make a good choice with this kid.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Cannon. Of course, he's only a temporary chef here.
I want to see more of him.
Who is now permanently hired. Permanent? I was saving it for a surprise.
Oh, boy, Felipe and I together will make
no.
this.
No, just you, Tripper. I can't afford two chefs. Felipe goes back to being a salad man.
Oh, no way. I can't take Felipe's job away from him.
What?
I said, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Hey. I hate the word can't.
He hates the word can't.
Well, I'm sorry, but I won't.
I hate the word won't more than I hate the word can't.
He hates the word won't more than he hates the word can't.
But
I wouldn't take a chance on that word either. Oh, Mr. Cannon, we'll work it out. Trust me.
Hey, come on, I trust everybody. Until they give me reason not to. I'll be in tomorrow night. 7 o'clock.
Tripper, are you crazy? You almost said no to Mr. Cannon.
Shh. Listen, Mr. Angelino, I can't steal Felipe's job away from him. I won't do it.
Tripper?
No.
Jack? Son. Don't do this. Mr. Cannon wants you to work here. If he doesn't get what he wants, something bad will happen to me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Angelino.
I'll tell you something else.
It won't make any difference.
Something bad will happen to you.
That makes a difference. Why did I let that guy Cannon scare me?
Because he could hurt you.
Oh, yeah, that was why. I still should have said no. I'm so ashamed of myself.
Oh, Jack.
How can I ever face Felipe?
When's he coming back to work?
Monday.
Well, that gives you 3 days.
Huh?
Yeah, Jack. You ought to be able to think of some way of getting out of that job by then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah?
You know, you girls made me feel so much better.
Yeah,
good.
Oh, boy. What a relief it is not to have to worry about Felipe!
Pepe!
What are you doing here?
I am a papa. Yes! The baby, he comes early!
Oh! Oh, come on in, Felipe.
Congratulations! We're so happy for you!
We are happy for you.
Oh, I am happy for me, too. Oh, boy, everything worked out fine. Thanks to my good friend, Jack.
Hey.
Now I can go back to work tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight? Tonight?
See?
Tonight? See? Yeah, Jack. He wants to come back to work tonight.
But you can't come back to work tonight.
Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Because, well, come on, Felipe. Shouldn't you be with your new son?
Why? I already did my part. So, I go back to work tonight.
Felipe, I have to talk to you about work. Honest, I had nothing to do with it, but...
Nothing? Nothing? My friend, you had everything to do with it. And because of that, I am going to name my son after you.
Terry? Janet, did you hear that? Jack Gomez.
No, yours will not be the first name.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, what is his first name?
Fernando Valenzuela. Fernando Valenzuela Felipe Jose Jack Francesco Gomez. You come right before my cousin.
You hear that, girls? I come right before his very own cousin.
My cousin is a pig. You are my very good friend. Oh, gracias, amigo. Muchachos, adios.
Adios, Felipe.
Muchachos, adios.
See you later.
Now what?
Oh, Jack, you can't let Felipe show up for work tonight.
I know. Why was that little Fernando in such a hurry?
Yeah, why do you have to be such a good cook?
Yeah, Wait a minute. I'm not a good cook. I'm a lousy cook.
What?
I am the worst cook in the world.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, I am. And tonight, when Cannon comes in, he's going to get the worst meal of his life. Then he'll force Angelino to fire me, and Felipe will get his job back.
Oh, did you ever hear anything so crazy?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Thanks, Terry. Listen, I'm going to get down to the restaurant before Felipe does and get things ready. See you later.
Jack, bye. Oh, boy.
Janet, the problem is solved.
Oh, sure. What if this Mr. Cannon guy gets angry when Jack serves him a lousy meal? What if he has Jack... You know, what if he does something nasty to Jack?
Oh. Yeah. I never thought of that.
I don't think Jack did either, Terry, so we better do some thinking for him.
Yeah.
Tripper, you're here early.
Well, Felipe said he was coming back tonight.
Good thinking. And you tell Felipe if he wants his old job back as salad man, he's got it.
Mr. Angelino.
No. He deserves it. And you do a good job on Mr. Cannon's linguine, huh?
I'm working on it right now.
Attaboy.
In fact, I'm giving it my extra special attention.
Go to it, son.
A dash of pepper.
Oh, good. Good. Very good.
Good. Good.
Very good.
Felipe.
Chuck, I told you I was coming to work tonight. What are you doing in my kitchen?
It's like this, amigo. Mr. Angelino gave me your job.
What?
I mean, he gave me your old job as salad man.
Momentito. You mean you, who used to be the big mi jefe when I was the humble salad man, is now the humble salad man himself?
I love it.
Tripper! Mr. Cannon is here.
Linguini and clams coming right up.
Did you talk things over with Felipe?
Si, it is just fine with me.
Oh, good.
Good, good.
Now get Mr. Cannon's food out there. He wants the chef to serve it to him personally.
Of course. Listen, did you put enough pepper in this? I better make sure. A little bit more wouldn't hurt, you know?
There.
Up there. Something.
Would you permit this lowly, humble salad man the privilege of serving this magnificent creation for you?
No way.
Please.
Mi jefe?
Since you put it that way.
Here you are, Mr. Cannon. Linguini and clams, made from my extra special recipe, prepared exclusively by me for you. I hope you enjoy this exquisite...
Quiet. I'm gonna eat.
Sure.
It's fantastic!
What?
It's even better than my mama's, God rest her soul's, linguine.
Achoo!
Finally, huh? A cook who uses enough spices.
Well, thank you, Mr. Cat. Sir! Tripper, you are my chef for life!
Yeah, but, Mr. Angel.
In here, Lieutenant! That's the man!
Nobody move!
You Jack Tripper?
Huh?
Police. This woman has filed a complaint against you.
What is going on here?
You're under arrest.
And my friend, what seems to be the trouble?
Who are you? Oh, of course, you're who you are. He deserted this woman, left her with no visible means of support.
Right, and there are laws against that.
You're going to be put away for a very long stretch, Mr. Tripper.
Stool pigeon!
Rat! Oh, look out, Lieutenant, he's a very dangerous man.
Hey, excuse me, huh? But he's a friend of mine. I couldn't, we make an exception in this case?
I'm afraid that's impossible. The law is the law.
How does $100 sound?
Better than what I just said. 10-4.
Angelino!
Yes, Mr. Kent.
Some chairs for my friend.
Oh, yes, of course. No,
I think we all ought to sit down.
No,
huh?
Sit down. Well,
sit down. I think we ought to have a little talk.
Yes, sir.
Now, what did my friend here do that, you know, was so bad?
He stays out all night long.
Boys will be boys. Maybe you ought to, you know, stay home one night a week.
Yeah, but see, I have this gorgeous girlfriend.
Hey! Admit nothing.
Oh. When he does bother to come home, he's always drunk, and then he beats on our kids.
Man's got to relax, right? Maybe you ought to cut down on the booze, you know, just a little.
I'll drink what I want, when I want, and how much I want.
Gotta admit, the kid knows what he wants.
One time I told him not to yell at my mother, and he beat me black and blue.
What?
With a broom handle.
He yelled at your mama?
I had to be in bed for a whole week.
You yelled at her mama?
Well, the TV was up loud.
You yelled at her mama?
All right, Mr. Cannon.
Yeah, about this kid here.
Oh, yes, I love him like my son.
I never want to see his face again.
Then again, I don't have a son. Tipper, you're fired.
Fired?
Fired.
Oh, shucks. Well, I better get all my stuff and clear out.
Hey, you stay.
Me? Hey. Oh, no, I gotta get home to the kids.
I think you better stay.
You know what?
Huh?
I like a girl who likes her mama.
Sure, everybody likes their parents.
Try some linguine.
It's good, no? Felipe, will you listen to me?
Hey, don't tell me. I saw what happened. I got ears. You're stabbing me in the back.
Yeah, but can I explain?
No, I don't need your explanation. And what's more, my son, he don't need your name. You could have it back.
Felipe.
It's too late. No.
Where are you going?
I am leaving, and I am never coming back again.
Wait! The gringo's out, you're in.
Look who's back.
That's what I was trying to tell you. You got your job back, and I'm happy for you.
Oh, I am happy for me too, jefe. And my son, he decided to keep your name after all.
Thanks a lot. That means a lot to you. So I gotta get Janet out.
Si, and gracias.
Okay.
What do you want?
I want to talk to my wife. Janet, I'm gonna take you home now. Okay, if you'd rather stay here, it's okay with me.
You stay, huh? I haven't finished telling you about my mama. God rest her soul. Here, have some more linguine.
Oh, Larry, I don't want to hear any more excuses. We had it all worked out and you loused it up.
Come on, the man flashed a $100 bill in front of my face. I couldn't help myself.
Look, I'm not defending Larry.
Why not?
Will you keep out of this? Janet! Janet!
Don't you dare talk to me, Jack Tripper. How could you just leave me like that?
Why? You seem to be having a good time.
Good time? Jack, I had to sit through hours of stories about Mr. Cannon's mama, God rest her soul. And then I had to start making up stories about my own mother.
Jack, how could you just walk out on her like that?
Oh, please, you are a fine one to talk, Larry. You just took the money and ran.
Larry, you are a miserable, low-down rat.
I know. Well, why can't you just accept that?
You know what your problem is, Larry? All you ever think about is money.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, Janet, I'm going to show you the kind of guy I really am. All right?
Yeah.
Here, you take the $100. Huh.
Thanks. Thanks.
She took my money!
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.